Climate change will bring bigger storms and more flooding to the region, but protection against property damage in the form of flood insurance is expensive and can be out of reach for some homeowners who need it. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Sophia Schmidt reports on a program that could help lower the cost.
In 2020, Tropical Storm Isaias brought 4 feet of water into Jamie Glenn's finished basement in southwest Philly.
So it came up to about here.
The water ruined parts of the walls, furniture, utilities.
Lost everything that was down here. Clothes, washer, dryer, pictures. All my pictures gone.
It was Glenn's first flood, and luckily she had flood insurance to help pay for the recovery. When she bought the house in Philly's Eastwick neighborhood several years earlier, she found out at the last minute she'd need flood insurance on top of her regular homeowners, because the house is in a zone where flood coverage is required for a federally backed mortgage. She remembers flood insurance being a big cost she had not budgeted for as a single mom of a young teenager at the time. She now pays close to $2,000 a year for flood insurance.
Especially being a single mom, every penny is accounted for. So when you get there and they tell you now it's more money, it's like, oh my God, okay, I wasn't bracing for that.
There is a FEMA program that could help lower Glenn's flood insurance costs, but she can't access that discount because the city of Philadelphia does not participate. The federal program rewards municipalities for taking steps to reduce the risk of flood damage by giving residents of those places discounts on federal flood insurance of up to 45%. Philadelphia officials say they're actively exploring joining the discount program because the city already has some policies in place that would qualify and help cut premiums for homeowners. Officials say if the city joins, residents would likely get a 10% discount on flood insurance. That would mean a savings of less than $200 a year for Glenn.
Of course, any savings is better than none, right? 10%, I feel like it won't make a dent.
The city might have to do some unpopular things to get a higher discount for residents, like requiring that new buildings in the floodplain be built even higher up, or banning all new development in floodplains. As a city of row homes, it would be hard to do some of the things that can earn lots of points toward discounts, like relocating or buying out homes. State Insurance Commissioner Mike Humphreys says there are bureaucratic hurdles to joining the discount program, which can be time and resource intensive.
Right now, we don't have nearly enough communities participating, and I think part of that is because they could use assistance.
Humphreys wants to see a new statewide office that would help cities and towns wade through the red tape to make flood insurance cheaper for people like East Falls homeowner Nelson Hawkinson. Hawkinson does not have flood insurance, even though his basement flooded during the remnants of Hurricane Ida 3 years ago.
I know that I'm walking on eggshells by not having coverage.
The flood cracked the chimney of his East Falls home and destroyed hot water heaters, musical instruments, and family photos. He paid thousands of dollars out of pocket for repairs, and he's worried about having to do that again.
I can look this way and almost see the river from here, you know, and so it's a little scary.
But Hawkinson has compared policies and says they're too high, especially when he's paying off his mortgage, supporting relatives overseas, and saving up to replace his old car. If Philly were to join FEMA's program, Hawkinson says he'd need more than a 10% discount to take the plunge.
If it was more like 40% or something like that, 35, 40%, I think then that would definitely push me towards making that kind of purchase.
In the meantime, he's considering moving somewhere else where he won't have to worry about floods. For the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.